From WYPR and St. Paul's School, you are listening to Out of the Blocks Junior, the 2200 block of Kirk Avenue. One city block, everybody's story. My name is Jesse Foster. I'm the managing director of the compound here in Baltimore. I've been working here for about 3 years. The compound is a small artist-run nonprofit organization that primarily focuses on developing space and providing it to artists at low cost. So currently we have about 4 apartments with artists living here at below market rate, as well as 26 or so art studios where artists refine their practice. And on top of that, we do public programming, including music programming with our live venue and arts programming with our gallery space. We have a little bit of everything. There are people that have studios here who are painters, there are photographers, sculptors, ceramicists. We actually have a kiln room here where ceramicists can fire their clay sculptures. We have some printmakers. Pretty much all types of art are based here. There are a lot of people that are multidisciplinary as well. I studied graphic design, which I do consider an art, at the Maryland Institute College of Art. But I also dabble in some painting, a little bit of sculpture here and there. We actually have a practice space where there's 4 bands right now that practice their music. And actually one of the people that lives here runs a music recording studio called Tempo House Recording. And he works with many high profile musicians as well as a lot of local musicians at affordable rates. We also have a couple musicians, one of whom, his name is Deacon. He runs his music practice out of a studio here. Yeah, I started working here while I was in college. And I've had friends that have had studios here. A lot of my friends are musicians that have played shows here. And yeah, I've been kind of patronizing and attending shows and programs here as long as I've been working here. For a while, I was just a student, and I wasn't employed. And before that, I worked at Starbucks. That was my first job, fresh out of high school, and worked there while I was in community college. And then I transferred to art school, focused on my art practice. And while I was there, I got this job here, and I started just doing very like low level kind of bookkeeping and accounting, administrative work. And I worked closely with the director and kind of over time garnered more responsibility. And since then I've been more or less kind of working with the executive director to run the show here. Before I worked at Starbucks, I was just in high school. I wasn't honestly the best student. I was always kind of more interested in art than academia at that time in my life. And so a lot of time I would just be at home making art. That's always been kind of my passion. So it's really hard to pick a favorite. I tend to enjoy painting. I think painting can be pretty magical, and there's just like so much possibility within that medium. But I can also be really moved by sculpture. But really, I think any art can be really good. So it's hard to pick a favorite, yeah. I have worked on some art magazines, which is more graphic design, with some close friends of mine, some like periodical publications where we feature the artwork of others. And like I've conducted interviews and designed the layouts of the magazines. And I think those kind of culminating projects that collaborate and get artists together are always my favorite. So I think those magazines would be my favorite. I really enjoy public art. I think public installations can be really powerful and moving. I'm also really interested in kind of urban planning and urban design. So I think any art that is like widely accessible to the public and can live outside of a museum or a gallery space can be really great. I went to MICA, otherwise known as the Maryland Institute College of Art, here in Baltimore. I think most into art out of my friend group, but there was definitely some people that I kind of worked with and got into different forms of art with. But I think my art kind of social network, my artistic network, really expanded when I went to art school in college and moved to Baltimore. And now pretty much all of my friends are artists. I've only been here for 3 years. The compound has been around for much longer. It's been a thing. It's been having art studios for a long time, but I think it's important to do that because artists are typically, emerging artists especially, are short on resources. It's really hard to make money as an artist, especially as an emerging artist. And so what we do is we give them this studio and these amenities at a lower than market rate cost, which kind of gives them a leg up against their competition. Artists need space, basically. That's the premise of it, is artists need space to make art. It's really hard to make art in your bedroom. And a lot of artists are balancing paying rent with some external space to do their practice. So we just try to make that external space as affordable as possible. I've always been into art as a kid. My father wasn't a professional artist, but he always made art kind of as a hobby. And so from a young age, I was always drawing and painting. And I kind of developed a talent for it at a young age without much direction. And then I kind of came up in a very kind of digital era in, you know, the early 2000s, 2010s. And I was always on my computer and I was always messing around in Photoshop. And I think that kind of drove me to pursue graphic design, which mostly exists in the digital realm. And I also just, I really appreciated that graphic design is a form of creativity and art that serves a purpose in the real world. It's not just necessarily art for the sake of art or expression, but it can kind of be more utilitarian and not only, you know, exist in the capitalist world and, you know, help things be marketable, but it can just be a powerful way to communicate ideas and share information. So, I work pretty closely with all of the tenants here, just in terms of kind of managing their time here, and you know, I'm in charge of kind of coordinating all the application process when people apply to come in. So, to some extent, I know everyone that is here. Some of them are, you know, closer friends than others. But I think we value kind of the community that is created by this concentration of artists. And honestly, we're trying to kind of see what we can do to better facilitate that kind of community as we move forward into this new year. So, yeah.